So a poem from the Terigata, new translation, kind of elaboration from Maddie Wineglass and Aya Nandabodi. The first free women. And these are known as kind of enlightenment poems of early Buddhist nuns, and they're just titled for the name of the nun. So this is Rohini. You don't become the cloth just because you put on robes. You don't turn into empty space just because you carry a bowl. The sun doesn't bow down. Trees don't throw flowers at your feet. Birds don't start answering when you call. The path will hold even the biggest mistakes. The path will make room for even your deepest regrets. But you don't become the cloth of the robe overnight. It can begin very quietly, something you barely even notice, like the touch of water on your skin, like a knife in a drawer, like the next 5 minutes, unless they're your last. The path isn't a line on a map. It isn't, it's a great shining world. Enter you like. You might get thrown back once or twice, but if you push through the outer layers, oh, my sisters, then you will know the true welcome. That is the very essence of the path. So the whole thing could be unpacked in the course of a Dharma talk, but what struck me, the line. Yeah, the path isn't a line on a map. It's a great shining world. Enter wherever you like. You know, sometimes we have the sense that we need to kind of fit into the Dharma, to fit into the path. But we don't so much assimilate to the path as find our own belonging within it. We don't have to kind of mold our heart in to fit some notion of what Dharma culture is. Instead, we find our own belonging within the Dharma. Yeah, she says, you know, enter wherever, it's a great shining, enter wherever you like. And that sense of belonging, that's very, very powerful motivation in our species. And yeah, over time, the Dharma We find our belonging within the Dharma that feels more and more like home, including all of the pieces of our heart. Yeah, we're not forced to leave anything behind ultimately. So we continue building our roads together, and entering. We can enter from anywhere, even when it's so remote, even when it feels like we have to contort into something. We can enter from anywhere. So as you go to bed, if whenever that is, it's not narcissism to actually affirm the value of your efforts. To actually affirm the value of your efforts, and find our own belonging within Dharma. So may you practice well, and rest well, and wake well. And we keep going, seeing what Dharma doors open, even though we could swear that they're walls. Okay, thank you.